It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Tanya Kulo with the Price City Library, and they are getting ready. It's hard to believe that the school year is almost wrapped up, and so they are getting ready full force with their summer reading program. It is a lot of fun, great times, and it starts in June, but registration is going to begin May 1st, so we brought her in to talk all about it. Tanya, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So let's get into it a little bit. First and foremost, I always like to ask, how are things going down at the library?
They're going great. It's we're really busy down here, and we love to have everyone come in and see us, and especially our little children to come in, because it's such a fun place to be, nice and cool out of the heat.
And we were talking about that before we came on the air, and a lot of people think, oh, the library, it's just books. It's not books. So let's kind of talk, before we get into the summer reading program, let's kind of talk about some of the different programs and things that you guys offer down there. Yes, you can go down and check out a book and all those things, but there's other cool stuff too, right?
Right, right. We are actually, with the school year, we also do a Lego club, and we are actually just finishing that up. It's for 8 to 10-year-olds. They come once a week. We have a theme that they build, and they get to do their best at building what the theme is. And they have loved that. That has been well attended for the last 2 years. We do have them pre-register for that in September. And then they come every week, and like I said, we have the theme for them, and they really enjoyed that. We also, during late fall last year, we did a quilting class here at the library, and we brought our machines, and Robin Hussey taught us how to do a patchwork quilt, and it was really fun, very well attended. So yes, we have much more than just books at our library.
And that was what I was going to say, was it seems like you guys have kind of expanded on what the library offers. As we said, you know, you guys have books, you can check out movies there, but you've also started having, like you said, these classes. You have the quilting class that you were talking about. You also have the one that I never was able to make it to, but Lane Miller putting on the photos with your phone class too.
Correct.
So you kind of expanded out into more of that kind of learning thing, and that's great. If people need those things, they're there, and you can take advantage of them. Please, you guys want people to come and take advantage. And like you said, in the summertime, it's great. You can go in, grab a book. You have the big windows. It's bright in there, but you don't have to deal with the heat that's outside.
Right.
All right, so let's now talk about the summer reading program. And you guys have been doing this for as long as I can remember. And everything's going to kick off in June, you said, but registration starts May 1st?
Yes. Yes, we need them to come into the library May 1st. We have three groups again, like we have had in for probably the last 4 or 5 years. We have the little group, we call them the littles, and those are our story time kids, 0 to 5, and we just do their time for their program right during story time. So you can just sign them up. They come, they do a craft, we read a story, we have a snack, and then we give them reading logs. That early age starts our reading logs, and then they, if they do the reading, then we give them prizes. And then we have a party. So we have a party for each group that for their ages.
So that's all coming up, and it's a great way to keep those kids, keep those minds working all through the summer, isn't it?
It is. It is. And then we also have a 6 to 8-year-old group, and they meet on Tuesdays at 1. And then we have a tween group that meets on Thursdays at 1.
All right, and as you said, you know, so this is a great time. Oh, and we have to, do you know the theme? Can you unveil the theme for the year?
I can, okay. I can. It is Adventure Begins at Your Library.
And you guys do all your projects and stuff are kind of based around that theme, right, every year?
We do. The tween group will be making memory boards and first aid kits for some of the things, some of the themes that we have going on. And the middles, they'll be making straw rockets and roller coasters out of marshmallows and toothpicks and many other things. So we have some great themes this year.
So plenty of adventure awaits at your library this summer. And it all starts, as you said, on May 1st when they need to register. Is there a fee to register for the summer reading program?
Nope, they just need to come in. We have them register, and we give them a calendar and let them know everything that's going to be happening for the next 2 months.
Perfect. All right, Tanya, if people have questions or want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
They can call us at 636-3188. They can come in, and we're at 159 East Main, or also look on Facebook. Any upcoming activities are always on Facebook.
All right. All that information will be right there. So if you've got that kiddo that wants to get out and have some fun and do some fun things this year, good place to start is the library. They'll be cool and out of the sun and get to do all kinds of fun projects. Tanya, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.